escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park. Technically, on a Patriots Friday, which leads me into a week-long tease, we are happy to announce here on WEEI Afternoons that we expect to be talking to the coordinators of your New England Patriots every Friday on a rotational basis. Josh McDaniels, Terrell Williams, Jeremy Springer.
Love that guy.
That should be a lot of fun, especially, and no disrespect to the other two, but certainly talking to Josh McDaniels in this season of so much importance for Drake May and his development and everything that goes into that. That's going to be interesting.
I'm very, 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 very curious to keep track of how the defense evolves, especially in light of some of the recent releases and moves that they've made. The scheme change, Josh McDaniels offense 3.0, and can special teams keep up their top 10 NFL ranking like they achieved in year one of Springer, which of course came under Jerod Mayo.
I don't want just top 10. I want big plays. We've seen that in the preseason. Every game they've had big returns, and it didn't matter who was back there making the returns, Marcus Jones, Travion Henderson. They are all capable of big plays, Antonio Gibson. So they're going to be interesting, but yeah. Each and every Friday, we should be talking to one of the coordinators from your New England Patriots here on WEEI Afternoons. Today, we're at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. We're here because the Red Sox are playing a home game. They're back. Nice road trip. 7-1. Not bad. Unfortunately, the tarp is currently on the field at Fenway Park, but we are hoping for baseball tonight, and that will mean the debut of Peyton Tolley against Paul Skeens, one of the best pitchers in baseball. Should be really fun environment here. It is 5 o'clock. You're getting in your car. You're getting ready for a long weekend, if you didn't leave already yesterday. But no, I'm going to assume you work today like us. Nose to the grindstone. You're working. Labor Day weekend. You're getting in your car. It's time for the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Number 70 on your scorecard, apparently, according to Brad Poe.
But probably soon to be number one in your hat.
Peyton Tolley. A meteoric rise through the organization, A ball, double A ball, triple A ball, and now big league baseball, Fenway Park tonight. A moment that we have been talking about for a couple weeks here. We were talking about it a lot yesterday because you had a TBD spot and you had this guy on the horizon and you had Breslow on the morning show with Greg Hill saying, yeah, we're going to continue to be aggressive. And you're like, well, how can you be aggressive right now? You can't really sign anybody. You can't really trade for, oh, aggressive would be calling up a young dynamic arm who could be an impact starter or reliever down the postseason run. And, well, wouldn't you know it, that's exactly what they did. And we kick things off here in the drive with a little audio the Red Sox put out. Chad Tracy, the manager of the Woo Sox, gets to sit down and let Peyton know he's being called up to the big leagues. And this is what it sounded like.
So tomorrow there's a game here, Pirates versus the Red Sox. Paul Skeens versus TBD. We were thinking of turning that TBD into Tolley. What do you think?
It looks pretty good to me.
Think you can handle that? Fenway Park, you and Skeens?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Congratulations, dude. Good for you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, good for you.
Congratulations, brother.
Wow!
Did it, kid.
That is a large man getting choked up and teary. You could hear his breath get taken away. As soon as Paul Tracy said something to the effect like, hey, did you see right here? It says here, Skeens versus TBD. You know immediately, Tolley's like, holy crap, he's going to tell me that my initials are TBD. I'm going to the big, and he's like, and then he starts crying. It's really cool. Our own big guy, Ted Johnson's a sucker for these. He's talked about these in the NBA draft and the NFL draft and these emotional moments when these guys who are, I mean, Peyton Tolley could end up being a superstar icon. And yet right there, he's kind of a little kid getting his dream come true in front of him to go to Fenway.
Am I going to have to get, as I have yet to invest in any Red Sox jerseys for the kiddos, 12 and 8. They're eventually going to want somebody.
Roman Anthony. I don't mean to be disrespectful to Peyton Tolley on Peyton Tolley night here at Fenway Park, but
I don't know.
Arms are risky.
There really might be something special.
Arms are risky.
What's more fun than watching a Haas 6'6" mustachioed 255-pound brick Blankhouse get out there and throw 100?
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
But it's also pretty cool to watch a guy hit like a leadoff home run and run around the
base. I'm not saying.
Injecting his arm and the whole thing.
By the way, I'm with you 100% of the way. You know, sometimes we play the both things can be right, two truths, no lies. I think both of those things can be true at the same time.
Also, I'm a practical person, so if you buy a Roman Anthony jersey and you bring your kids to a game, they can wear the Roman Anthony jersey and there's a really good shot he's going to play in that game. If you get a Peyton Tolley, you got a 1 in 5 chance.
That's fair enough. Well, I guess that's the Tolley.
See logic right there?
That's the Tolley you have to pay. However, it's you're welcome. Again. Nope, I can't help it.
We made it this far. I wish we had made it the whole show.
So, good news for anyone who's interested in the celebrity or superstar factor tonight. According to at AlexZachary305.
Are you going
to
say it?
Yep.
Are you going to say it?
Livvy Dunn
LD?
From her IG stories over Boston. It just says, hi, Boston. She going to be in the house.
Livvy Dunn here at Fenway Park.
There is going to
the event just grew.
There's an A-plus celebrity factor to tonight's game.
Wow. I was not sure that was going to come to fruition.
Oh, my God. You know what? What if Roman Anthony's sister and Peyton Tolley become a thing?
That would actually probably not quite Taylor Swift blow up the internet. But yeah, the local sort of gossip channels, the old days of
Townie Web.
Remember when the Herald used to have the whatever
track
the,
girls?
Yeah, the track girls, the inside track. That would be the inside track's dream.
They'd have to. The Herald would have to hire two.
Bring
new
them
track
back.
Gals. Yeah,
new track girls. We can do it. We can have our own inside track on the morning show. The inside track ladies with one just
Courtney
her.
Should do, she kind of reports on that kind of buzz.
Yes, that'd be perfect
Dunn.
For her.
Livvy Dunn in the house tonight.
Livvy Dunn, Paul Skeens, Peyton Tolley in the house. Friday night Fenway, which is always electric in recent months and weeks and years. It's going to be a special vibe, a very special vibe. But that wasn't the only Peyton Tolley audio that's interesting. So we haven't really heard from the manager because he's kind of downplayed these things. We asked him about it earlier in the week. Peyton Tolley's like, you know, there's some other things that have to happen, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that was they had to release Walker Buehler to open up a roster spot. I don't know, but it's happened. Peyton Tolley is here tonight for his debut. This is what Alex Cora had to say about it.
When he goes out there and warm up, people know. They know you're going to be out there. So we'll see how it goes. We're excited about it, and he is excited about it. So just let him be. That's the most important thing. It's going to be a special night for his family, for him, and obviously for the organization. He's a good pitcher. He is. And just be watching video. You know, he attacks the strike zone. He's not afraid of that. And hopefully we can continue to do that here.
That's all I'm looking for. I think you said it earlier when we were talking to our guy Bradford. Just throw strikes. Just attack the strike.
Oh, he said that was the thing he said. Just like the same thing you would say to your kids in the Little League World Series.
Yep.
Local Babe Ruth League. Just throw strikes.
Go down swinging.
Good things happen when you throw strikes.
Plus, I mean, the Pirates are not the best team in baseball, right?
No,
they're not the greatest lineup. No, it's not like Murderer's Row of the Yankees. No. So throw strikes. The worst thing you want to do. The worst thing you want to do. And you know how I know this?
How?
Because the guy who was just cut used to do it all the time, Walker Buehler.
Yeah,
the worst thing you want to do is give up walks and then start grooving strikes. Solo home runs?
Yeah.
Fine. Mm. 2-3-run home runs? Not great. Not great at all. So don't do that. Throw strikes. Peyton Tolley. I also liked what Alex Cora said there, because if you remember back when Roman Anthony was on the horizon and then he arrived here and we started to talk to Alex Cora on a Wednesday about Roman Anthony, he told us how special he was. Like, this guy's legit. Other players are really good. Other players do their thing. This guy is special. There was a little tone of special to Peyton Tolley there. Like, when this guy goes out to the bullpen and warms up, you know it. They know it. Like, there's a buzz factor. There is a star power, you know, dare I say it?
Yep.
Like, and I know people get mad when you say, oh, the guy's got it. What does that mean? He's going to get lit up tonight. That's in that word, too. But no, like, he seems to have the Magnum P.I.G. thing, his mustache. We may play some audio from that as well in Odds and Ends later in the show.
It's swag. He's got some. He's
but
got
swag without like the production is stupid.
Yeah.
You need swag. And
he's got star power. He's got a persona. He's got a vibe about him. There's definite magnetism to Peyton Tolley. Like, you can't. Dude, when the guy almost hits his head on most door frames and barely can fit through because of how broad his shoulders are, and he's got, and he has catchphrases, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he throws 100, like, there's every reason why we should take notice.
And also, this is going back, and we had this discussion at some point. No disrespect to Chris Sale and some of these guys that have come through over the years, the Clay Buchholzes, but in my formative years watching baseball, aces were hosses. They were absolute big men. They were Roger Clemens. They were Dave Stewart. They were Nolan Ryan. They were these big, badass.
Oh, Dave Stewart.
Absolutely. He was an absolute ace.
He always looked angry on the mound.
Yes. And Peyton Tolley is back in that direction, right? He's a big dude. You know, Giolito is in that kind of cutout, that style, that mold. Mm. And I love that Peyton Tolley is just this big, badass, but also a little playful. Like, he's got a playful side to him, an intriguing side.
A little bit of goofy.
I'm going to be interested to see how he fits with the dynamic of the clubhouse and of this team, which, like, I don't think he's at risk of disrupting the vibes that they've had that we talk so much about. But if he can pitch and he goes out there and he puts a impressive performance on the mound, it's going to be interesting to see how he find his spot in here. And we talked to Bradfo about that. First hour, Bradfo joined us here in studio. Brought to you by, who brings Bradfo to us? Do you remember who that is?
McFarlane!
We asked Bradfo about how Peyton Tolley is going to handle this situation, this tough spot tonight, Fenway Park debut, Paul Skeens, and this is what he had to say.
Well, here's the thing, is that Tolley is the guy that they think actually can pitch the rest of the season here.
Ooh.
Right? So it's,
what's that, like six starts?
Yeah, so when you talk about the best version of what you're going to have this guy coming up, and It is. I am so looking forward to this. As iconic as this guy has become, and he has become iconic, this is a first for him. He is still only 23 years old. Peyton Tolley is 22 years old. This is, for these guys, this is what is great. This is a great night for baseball, and I sincerely mean that. Where you have, not only do you have two young pitchers, the guy who's done it a historic rate since he was called up for the last year, but now one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. But also, guys, the image that they portray, to your point, Fitzy, the image that they portray is something. And by the way, Tolley, once he gets past the start, you're going to understand he has an unbelievable personality, a great guy to talk to.
So Alex Cora used the phrase yo-yo with Walker Buehler. When he went to the bullpen, he's like, I'm not yo-yoing him back and forth. He's going to stay in the bullpen. Little did we know he wasn't actually going to stay in the bullpen. He was going to leave the team.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't think they want to yo-yo Peyton Tolley. As Bradfo says, he's here to start the rest of the season. So 28 games, whatever, five or six starts. If you remember, the Mizorowski, whatever the hell his name is, with the Brewers.
The Brewers, yeah.
He made the All-Star team, I believe, after five starts. So you can go from minor leaguer debut to baseball star in like a month's worth of work now.
Yeah, the guy had 6 starts with Portland, 3 with Worcester, and now he's in the bigs. And he was drafted last year in the second round. This is called a meteoric rise.
Okay. So the cynical side of me, he didn't have a great first start with Worcester. Is there any part of you that's like, yeah, I mean, he's special, he's great, he's ready for this, he's young, he throws this, he's big as this, all of that, but you're like, this is still pretty much a crazy situation. So is the likelihood that he doesn't quite live up to the hype tonight?
Well, his best start was, I believe, 5 innings pitched, no earned runs, 3 hits, 5 Ks. So he showed
in the minors.
Yeah, and hit 99. So he's got the stuff.
Yeah, but these are big leaguers, not minor leaguers.
I know. He's got the stuff.
They're better.
Well, actually,
and the guy on the other mound.
Being honest, he's not.
Oh,
pitching
are you taking pot shots at the Pirates?
If you're talking about the Pirates, who wins tonight? Woo Sox versus Pirates. 6-1-7.
Has he faced an O'Neill Cruz? The guy's like 6'7" and a giant and hits bombs.
Okay, they're still the Pirates.
They're still the Pirates.
He's got a good chance. He's got. How about all the electricity he's going to have coursing through his giant frame as 38,000 of Fenway faithful, most of which, by the way, are Red Sox fans. I've seen like 4 Pirates jerseys.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. We've seen more Eagles jerseys than Pirates jerseys. There was a Reggie White Eagles, old Eagles jersey, just walking down Lansdowne out here. No, I just want to bring a little rationale to this situation. This is a tough spot for him. And as much as we say, it's not really on him to face Paul Skeens. He actually has nothing to do with Paul Skeens. That's on Roman Anthony leading off. That's on Ted's guy, Jarren Duran, hitting
third. How about Trevor Story?
Do your job, guys. If you do your job, then I'll worry about doing my job against the Pittsburgh Pirates lineup. But it is still, it's a special spot. I mean, Bradfoe was talking about, this is up there with some of the most dramatic type settings, games over the years, and debuts. Like,
this is a massively anticipated debut.
It is. And we'll see how it goes. And hopefully it goes well. And hopefully.
Well, let's do one of our quick little things. Over under. 4.5 innings pitched.
Under.
Okay. 75.5 pitches.
Over.
Strikeouts. 5.5.
Under.
Okay. Earned runs. 1.5.
Over.
All right. So you think he's going to pitch like 4 innings, strikeout.
I think it's going to be like
5.
Fine.
Fine. Okay.
Where you're like, okay, he's a big leaguer. Mm-hmm. He got that one out of the way. That was the, I learned the environment. Yep. That was knock off the rust, whatever. Feel the situation.
Sox lose 4-1.
Sure. And he's going to be okay.
Yep.
He's going to be okay as your fourth starter. You know what he doesn't need to be? A 1, a 2, or a 3.
Nope.
They have
that on lock.
They're awesome. They're awesome. They're in the top 5 in ERA, all those things that we've been talking about in recent days. All you have to be, and I keep saying this, you don't have to be great. You have to be better than Walker Buehler and what he was giving this baseball team.
And he is now currently unemployed.
And he was a guy that was
wealthy,
left saying,
and I'm sad about the way it worked out.
But let's use that phrase that Walker Buehler used on himself. It was effing embarrassing. I don't believe that
don't
Peyton
be effing
Tolley,
embarrassing.
I don't believe he'll feel that. I think he'll walk off Fenway Park to cheers relatively early in the game, you know, 4+ innings there. And I think he'll have his head held high. He'll probably be a little disappointed in himself because he probably has, you know, aspirations and dreams. But I think it will be fine.
Oh, we all should.
Absolutely. But the Red Sox, Peyton Tolley, Paul Skeens, not the only, Livy Dunn, not the only story of the day in Boston sports. Surprise cut. Again, we've had a couple of them this week. I don't know that we knew Kendrick Bourne was going to be gone. He gone. I don't know, Javon Baker, once he made the team, did we think he'd be gone? He gone. And he gone to the Eagles, by the way, signed with their practice squad. They are kind of pouncing on some former
Patriots.
Way
too much gone.
And then today, a guy that we didn't talk about, I think, even in the slightest. I'm not sure we had a single conversation about this guy being cut or traded or not a part of this team. In fact, our buddy Ted Johnson thought he was well-liked by Mike Vrabel, thought he liked his energy and his attitude and his effort and everything he brought into it. Jabril Peppers, no longer a member of the Patriots. One guy that saw this coming, apparently, to some degree, was our buddy Mike Giardi. We talked about that with him a bit earlier.
Leading into the preseason finale, all of a sudden his reps sort of decreased with the ones, and he started getting more run with the two, and then he obviously plays the first 4 series of the third preseason game. I know some people speculated, well, they just want to get him reps with Woodson. It was odd. And then you start to wonder, like, well, if they can't trade Duggar, maybe they'd trade Jabril. Turns out, to this point, they could trade neither. They're trying to basically say it's a scheme thing, to which I would say, maybe not the perfect scheme fit, but there's no way he's not one of your best 53.
That was Mike Giardi with us a bit earlier here on WEEI Afternoons. He saw a little bit of the Peppers thing coming, but I think he's still surprised, because the bottom line is, if you were putting together the 53 best Patriots, I think we believe Jabril Peppers was part of that. He wasn't real happy. He put some emojis kind of referencing his own PFF ranking on Twitter.
Well, a lot of people weren't happy. Juwan Bentley, who is still yet to find a job with another professional football team,
weird,
asked how you can be a better team without one of your better players.
I agree with that question. Do you have an answer for it, Fitzy?
I don't.
You think Mike Vrabel does?
Apparently.
Luckily, he doesn't have to talk all weekend because they got the weekend off.
So I sent some text messages to a few potential sources asking
Brag.
For a little intel. You would probably do the same. I've gotten everything from, it's probably just a schematic thing because Vrabel's new defense wants the safeties to run and play more like free safeties, and they have to chase guys in the slot, so therefore Peppers wasn't really fitting to.
Great.
Well,
we're gonna give away good players and put lesser players on the field because they don't fit
and
my
then,
scheme.
And then otherwise, I've also heard a little, well, I can't give you any specifics, but I don't believe it was all on field.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's just on
field. No, I can't. It was too sudden. He made the damn team. He made the team Tuesday, went to the team dinner and introduction on Wednesday, and then all of a sudden, Friday at lunchtime, he gone.
Yeah, I think Rich Keefe's Keefspiracy from earlier on the Jones and Keefe show was a solid effort, supposition as to why this could have happened. Certainly makes sense that Rich believes maybe Peppers thought he was going to be a starter, kind of found out, oh, by the way, as all the beat reporters have now reported, we're looking to not start you. We are going to start Hawkins and Woodson at safety. Get a little more athletic, younger, whatever. You may have a role rotating in that maybe he didn't react to it well. Maybe he thinks he's better than that, worth more than that, you know, suited to more than that. I don't know. And then maybe that just kind of triggered another departure of a guy. Again, not a Vrabel guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Mayo. Actually, if you remember why
Belichick
he came here?
Guy.
Not even a Belichick guy. He was a Joe Judge guy. He played for Joe Judge in New York with mm-hmm. the Giants and was one of the rare few people that seem to like playing for
and
Joe Judge.
Wasn't Joe Judge at that time in 2022 a offensive assistant, QB coach, assistant GM, et cetera, et cetera?
He was doing all kinds of things in the late ends of that Belichick era. And he brought him here, or helped bring him here.
Uh-huh.
And then he fit and they re-signed him. Falls in line with all the other poor re-signings they've had in recent years with Elliot
Oof.
Wolf and everybody. But I just, something doesn't smell quite right.
Something doesn't pass.
Fit quite right. And the Patriots are down another, in my opinion, pretty good football player who I think will play for another football team this year. And probably.
Who's it going to be?
I mean, I like
Ooh,
the
who
idea.
Who would it going to be? The Raiders would be tasty.
The Raiders is fun. The Bills is fun because he can go win the division with Josh Allen.
Now the safety's down in Miami.
They traded. What was their trade?
Jalen Ramsey.
They traded. But
they brought Minka Fitzpatrick back in, who is a safety.
Yes. So there was some issues there. So maybe that could be
I'm
it.
Not going to rule out Pittsburgh, nor am I going to rule out the Commanders.
And I'm just trying to think, does he have any connections to anybody in the league? I'm not really sure about that, but he'll play for somebody. He is
signed within 48 hours.
He's a backup at worst quality football player on defense for an NFL team this year. 617-779-7937. Are you still surprised with what went on with Julius Peppers? Jabril Peppers and the rest of the Patriots this week. And
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have some calls lined up. We should get to those next, talking about the Patriots and my assertion that they are the most overrated team in football. There's a lot of people that think they're a playoff team. The number is still 8.5 wins. Are your expectations still high for the Patriots, or are they dwindling? A little bit more Patriots talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Nick Fitzy-Stevens with your trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.